Welcome to the Starting Messy podcast, where chaos and courage come together to create magic. On this show, we're flipping the script on perfectionism and embracing the messy, imperfect journey of entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Misty Jane, a life and money empowerment coach for people who are obsessed with personal growth. My guests and I are sharing the truth behind what it means to start messy and why it's worth the leap. Because let's be real, all the best stories start with a little chaos. All right, are you tired of just dreaming and ready to start actually doing the damn thing? You and I need to chat. If you're an overthinker with big dreams, it's time to cut out the procrastination and this idea of perfectionism and actually just start taking action. I want to share with you the 4 Steps to Starting Messy workbook, designed to support you in turning your dreams into your reality. Deep dive into figuring out what you really want, pinpoint your blocks, get comfortable with discomfort, and start taking action while staying focused. Head to the bottom of this episode's show notes and snag your free download today. Grab a pen, get comfy, because it's time to take the first steps towards creating the life that you have always wanted. Hello, hello. Okay, so you probably started this episode and you're like, wait a second, did I turn on the right podcast? Something doesn't sound right. Okay, here's the deal. We have made a huge pivot around here. I'm going to kind of go through the story of, you know, why I'm making this change. And I want to talk to you a little bit about what starting messy actually looks like. But I also want to thank you. I want to thank you for being a listener for however long, if this is your first episode or if this is your 100th episode. I want to thank you so much for coming along in this journey with me. So starting messy is the epitome of how this podcast came to be. In 2020, when the world shut down and I was sad and I was depressed, I was having these conversations with fellow hair industry friends behind the scenes. And I realized that, well, and in my boredom, to be honest, that people needed to hear these conversations. So why not start inviting people to have these conversations, record them, and put them out in a podcast for other people to listen to. That is how this podcast started in the first place. Now, it was called Backroom Beauty Talks for, I guess, about 2 years. And the idea there was just these were the conversations that were happening in the back room of salons, the more empowering ones, not the gossipy drama ones. And then as I leaned more into my money coaching and my business started to grow, I changed the name to the Cash Confident Stylist podcast and I started talking more about money. But I was always still having these more vulnerable, in-depth conversations with those in the hair industry. I feel like those have been the thing that really keep me passionate about this podcast in the first place, because I love hearing people's stories and hearing the hard parts, right? The parts that you don't always see on social media. You know, having a little bit more of a, hey, come sit on the couch and get comfy and let's chat about life conversations more openly. So then it turned into the Cash Confident Stylist podcast. So I was having those conversations as well as helping impact hairstylists or the hair industry in general with helping get their financial shit together. Well, over the course of the last 4 years, as I have really leaned into my money coaching and, you know, got my life coaching certification, continued to have these conversations with new and, like, I don't want to say old, new and seasoned entrepreneurs, I realized that everyone I was talking to, literally everyone, the people that have been in the industry and educators, you know, or salon owners for, you know, over 10 years, we were all the same. We all had limiting belief issues. We all had perfectionism that was stopping us from doing something. We all had something behind the scenes that was stopping us or becoming a roadblock for us in our entrepreneurial journey. So what I've realized over the last year is that that is my jam. That is my favorite thing to help people with. I have been helping people get past their blocks for as long as I can remember. That is why I built such an amazing business in the salon. Sure, I'm great at hair, but the conversations I was having was the catalyst of why people continue to come to me. And if they ever did try to go somewhere else, well, I stopped doing hair for 10 months in 2020 and some people went to other places. They still came back when I went back behind the chair because of the conversation, because it just wasn't the same. And I've always felt like I have some kind of gift in communication, right? And now this was not always the case, but we can talk about that another time. I have learned how to effectively communicate and how to effectively pull things out of other people that help them thrive, help them see something in themselves that maybe they didn't see prior to the conversation. So with that being said, the last couple months, I had this aha moment. You know, I love money. I think that money and my money coaching is so important and it's super, super impactful. And I'm going to continue to talk about it. But with that being said, it's not the only thing that I think is important and that I think is super impactful. So moving forward, this is the Starting Messy podcast. And what I am going to be doing is helping you understand that all of these other successful people out here that you are watching and you are looking at and you think that they have something that you don't have, or you think that they don't have the fears and they don't have that perfectionism, they don't have all of the things that are stopping you from doing what it is that you want and what it is you desire, is untrue. It's not true. Okay. They have these things just like you. And moving forward with this podcast, I am going to help you get through those things as well. With the new podcast comes new coaching. The Master Your Mess 3-month coaching experience is going to be a game changer for people who are stuck in their own heads. Okay. I want you to get out of your head. I want you to do what it is that lights you up, to find your passion and find the alignment in your life that you are looking for. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's easy. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I have a 3-step program that if you just do these 3 steps, then everything in your life is going to fall into place. That ain't it. That ain't how this works. Okay. I want to help you tap in to you and what it is that you want for your life and what's blocking you and why is it blocking you. And let's get really, really curious on how we can get past it. And I am going to give you 4 of the things that I did when I started messy and the things that I still tap into when I have my down days, because everyone still has their down days. But give me a second and let me keep going on why this pivot is happening. So the last couple years have been amazing. I have learned so, so much about what it means to be a coach, what it means to be a podcast host. I've learned so much about communication. I've learned so much about how to pull out the amazing things in other people that sometimes they can't even see themselves. So with that being said, this is it. This is the new podcast. All the other episodes will still be there. Don't worry. You can still go back and listen to the Cash Confidence Stylist podcast, or go way back and listen to the Backroom Beauty Talks podcast. Those are fun to listen to because those are when I first started and you can see quite the difference. But moving forward, we're talking with entrepreneurs who started messy. I would love to share their stories with you so you can see that you can also do the damn thing. And we're not just talking to the hair industry anymore. I have everybody from every different walks of life coming together to have these conversations, because I think it's really important to understand that not everyone starts with a lot of money. Not everyone starts with the knowledge that they need. Not everyone starts with support. I cannot even tell you how much it hurt when I started my coaching business and no one asked me how it was going. My family didn't ask. My close friends didn't ask. Why? Because nobody understood. And when you start something new, when you try to tap into something that you've never been or do something that you've never done, you are going to find yourself in a bit of a lonely place. You're going to find yourself kind of searching for that validation from other people, and you might not find it. That doesn't mean you give up. So I want this podcast moving forward to be the thing that keeps you going. You listen and you go, that's what I needed to hear. You listen and you go, oh my God, that is my story and they did it. So can I. So welcome to the Starting Messy podcast. Now, in this episode, I'm going to give you a couple things that I have done for myself and that I am now coaching others to figure out how to start messy in their own lives. And starting messy doesn't have to be starting a business. It can be starting to move in the direction that you want your life to look, okay? Finding the thing that brings us that passion, that alignment, that peace that we're looking for in our lives, because so many of us are in this overwhelmed stress cycle and we just don't know how to get out of it. So I'm going to give you four things now that I did and that I am going to help you do moving forward, and what the Master Your Mess coaching experience is the catalyst for. So number one, and this sounds like it's easy. It's not. It is not at all. I have literally spent thousands on coaches just to figure out this number one thing I'm going to say for myself, okay? Identify what you really want. Now, every time I say this out loud, I think of The Notebook where it's like, what do you want? But really, that's exactly what this is. Step one is knowing what it is that you want. Now, a lot of times I will ask a client, what do you want? And they'll say, I want more money. I want more clients. I want a successful business. Okay. No, that is not the answer. The answer is why? Why do you want the thing? So for me, when I wanted to become a coach, I wanted impact and flexibility. Okay, I wanted to be able to take my son to school, pick my son up from school, be able to work from home. If he's sick, I can still work. I wanted the flexibility, period. Okay, and then I wanted impact. I knew that I had information in my brain that would help other people. Impact and flexibility is what I truly, truly wanted. Now, when I ask this question, some of you may have things in your mind that pop up. Here's the deal. I want you to pinpoint what you really want, not what you think you should want or what other people want for you. Now, this is where the hard part comes in, because we have to shuffle through all of our thoughts, all of our beliefs, and we have to figure out, is that exactly what I want? I have a client of mine who started coming to me for money coaching, and her original goal was to open a salon. That was her want. That is the thing. I want to open a salon, and I want to be prepared for when I have another baby. Those were her goals. We worked together for 6 months. I think by the fourth or fifth month, she comes on the call, and she's like, that's not what I want. That's not what I want. I thought that I wanted to open a salon because that just seems like the next step. I thought that I wanted to open a salon because that seemed like the thing that was going to give me the freedom that I wanted, but I realized it would be more work. It wouldn't get me further away from that freedom that I'm actually looking for. Okay. In those 6 months, she figured out what it was that she actually wanted, and she's doing it. She's doing the thing. She's listening, I'm sure. Hi, you know who you are. She's doing the damn thing, and it was all by figuring out what it is that she actually wanted, not what she felt like she should have wanted or what society told her that she needed to want, but what she wanted. So, number two, identify the beliefs and blocks that are holding you back. Okay, now, you've heard this before. This is not new, okay? But the problem with this is we go to, well, you know what's holding me back? The economy, or I'm not getting enough clients, or XYZ, insert whatever thing outside of yourself that you feel like is holding you back. Now, what is required to figure out what your blocks are, what your limiting beliefs are? Self-reflection. Now, I know some of you are listening to this and you're like, oh, I don't like that. Self-reflection. No, but here's the deal. Every single day we are making choices. Every single day we choose to do specific things in our life. And when we continue to do the same things over and over again, we are going to get the same results. When we get these results and they're not in the direction of the new thing that we want, we think it's because of outside things. We really have to look within us and dig deep down and figure out why. Why are we self-sabotaging ourselves? Why do we struggle with consistency? Why do we, the moment we even think we might be getting close to success, we stop? Why do we do that? That is what it looks like to pinpoint your blocks or pinpoint your limiting beliefs. A perfect example, when I first decided that I was ready to step into coaching and be an educator, I was constantly telling myself, who am I? I'm not smart enough. That was mine, right? I'm not smart enough for that. I don't know if I can learn that. I don't know if I have enough information to help anybody. And now here we are 4 years later, and it has been retreats, it has been coaching, it has been journaling, it has been digging within myself to find proof that none of that is true. I am so smart. I may not be smart like PhD doctor smart, but I am so smart and I am so capable and I'm actually pretty amazing. We have to get to that point when we want something different that we believe that we even deserve it. So pinpointing what the blocks even are the first step. So number three, perfect segue from figuring out your blocks. You've got to start getting comfortable being uncomfortable. Now, I know, again, you've heard this a million times, get out of your comfort zone, right? I mean, we hear it constantly. But here's the thing. When you want something that you have never had before or you've never even witnessed before, it is not going to come easy. That is the discomfort that you need to get comfortable with. Think about learning how to ride a bike. That wasn't fun, right? You didn't hop on that bike and just roll away. You had to get uncomfortable. You had to fall a few times. You had to scrape up a little, scrape up your knee. You know, you had to, accidentally go through the stop sign and get yelled at by your parents. I don't know, personal experience. It's not comfortable to learn new things. We want to know all the things. We want to, put our ego on a pedestal and just be like, oh yeah, I got this. When you are stepping into something different and you are starting messy, you have to get uncomfortable learning something new. And the moment you learn the information, that doesn't necessarily mean that the confidence is there. We have to really look at how confidence is gained. And it's not gained just by learning, right? It is gained by doing what you learned over and over again, and it does not come as quickly as we want to. We've got to throw the timeline out. How many times have you started something and then the moment it felt uncomfortable, or the moment it got hard, or the moment it did not go as you planned, you stopped? You can't do that anymore. You have to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Repetition and learning how to find proof that even the smallest of actions is pushing you in the right direction is key, okay? It's key to getting comfortable being uncomfortable. Now, number four, you have to focus. Now, focus is my word of the year, because focus is something that I struggle with. And it's not so much that I can't sit and like watch something. Well, actually, I do struggle with that. I struggle with that a lot, actually. But what I'm talking about is not getting distracted by your comfort zone, by the fear or the scarcity that is gonna come up when you're doing something different. It's not getting distracted by what other people are saying about your decisions. That is what I mean when I'm talking about focus. So when I decided to step away from behind the chair and pursue coaching, I had clients, family members, all kinds of people, friends. Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? You're so good at what you do. You know, why are you going to just throw away your whole entire, you know, 15, 16 year career for this new thing? Like, why not just stick where you're at? And I could have been like, you know what? You're right. And that would have taken every fear that I had of walking away from full-time income. It would have taken me right back into my comfort zone, and I would be still doing hair. I would be exhausted. My back would still hurt. I would be burnt out, right? If I would have listened to the outside noise, if I would have remembered the feeling of my comfort zone, and if I would have given into the fear and the scarcity that I felt, because I felt it. I felt it every day. I still feel it sometimes, but I do not let it stop me. That is what I mean by focus. That right there. So the four things I just talked about: identifying what you really want, identifying your blocks, your beliefs that are holding you back, starting to get comfortable being uncomfortable, and focusing. These are the four things that I still go through, right? Every time I start to go, ooh, do I need to pivot? Do I need to do this differently? I have to go through these steps and make sure that I am on track. It's starting messy, okay? It's letting go of the idea that you're going to sit in your perfectly comfortable little seat and you're going to create a plan and the plan's going to work perfectly and everything that you want is going to happen overnight, because that's not how it's going to go. I hate to break it to you, but I will tell you, all of those little roadblocks that pop up when you start messy are important, and you're going to need them. A perfect example of this, and I'm going to bring this to money coaching for a second. A perfect example of this is everyone wants to win the lottery. Everyone wants a lot of money, right? Well, lottery winners, and I've talked about this quite often, I think 78% end up worse off than they were before they won the lottery when they win the lottery. Why? They don't know how to handle it. So say you want a successful business. If you woke up tomorrow and said, I'm starting my business, and you were handed 100 new clients, oh my God, what would happen? What would happen? You wouldn't know how to handle it. You would be burnt out. You would be overwhelmed. You wouldn't know how to do the back end stuff. You know, emails would fall through. You would lose people. You'd get bad reviews. Like, you have to start small. You have to start messy so that you can learn every little thing along the way that is going to lead you to that success that you actually want. And once you get there, you're ready for it. You have to prove to the universe, God, whatever it is that you have faith beyond yourself in, you have to prove that you are ready for the thing that you want. And that is what it means to start messy. I'm super excited about this new pivot. I could literally talk about this for hours on end. If you are excited as I am, please, please, please share it. Please spread the word. This is just, I really think this is going to be such an impactful podcast, conversation, you name it. It's going to be amazing. So share it, leave a review, all of the things. And I am looking forward to growing right alongside of you and being open and vulnerable about what it means to just start. Once again, thank you so much for listening to the Starting Messy podcast. I hope that this inspires you to get out of your own way and start messy. If you like what you heard, please share it, leave a review, and tag us on social media. I'll talk with you on the next one.